There is a place that is spoken about only in whispers. A dark area that spawns the beginnings of urban legends. A place where anything can happen and usually does. During the light of day, it hides just outside of view. But when the sun goes down, spirits, creatures of the night, roam free, and things do go bump in the night. It is in every state and every country, and there is no escaping it, no matter how safe you feel behind your locked doors and latched windows. So we invite you to turn down the lights and turn up your radio while we join Dave Schrader and Tim Dennis, your hosts, on a journey into the darkness on the edge of town.
And welcome back. Thank you very much for sticking with us here on the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. My name is Dave Schrader. Sitting across the board from me, my ever faithful companion and sidekick, Tonto, Mr. Tim Dennis.
I was gonna say, way to make me sound like Lassie.
What's wrong, Timmy? Scotty's in the well? And tonight we're doing live psychic readings and tarot readings with our guests, Tiffany Johnson, again from readingsbytiffany.com, and also Mr. Scotty Roberts, the author of the fantastic new fantasy adventure series, The Rollicking Adventures of Tam O'Hare. And if you have some young readers in your family, I would highly recommend you pick up a copy of this book. It's a lot of fun, really entertaining, very interesting. My kids, you know, Scotty, they're all over the board. I got kids from the age of 20 all the way down to 18 months.
That's right, yeah.
My 12-year-old absolutely loves the book. My 9-year-old loves the book. My 9-year-old's reading it to the 6-year-old now.
Wow.
So they're all getting into this really big time, and it's a great book. Now, as an adult, too, I picked up the book, started reading it because we're buddies. I love the book. You know, it's a lot easier. And it's a fast-paced book. It's a really interesting storyline. You got great characters. You've got the second book in the series is coming out, hopefully by the end of this year. Is that right?
Hopefully by the end of this year.
And the second book is called?
Tam O'Hare and the Banshee of Ballyglenmorrow.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. The Banshee of Ballyglenmorrow, Tim.
And by the way, if you there's a little sneak preview of it up over at the MySpace site.
Oh, is there really?
In the blogs, yes.
Oh, awesome.
Very cool. And rumor has it, you have two characters portrayed after Tim and I, right?
Yeah, a couple of weasels or something.
Yeah, exactly. Can you make us a couple of ferrets?
All right.
We're going to do some more readings here. We've got full phone lines, but that doesn't mean you should stop trying to call in because we're going to still try to take your calls as the night progresses. 952-830-1470. What's up, Tim? We're going to go to line three, Timothy is telling me here. So on line three right now, I think we have Teresa from Minnesota. Is that right, Tim?
Yeah.
Teresa, how are you?
I'm doing okay, Dave.
Good. Well, thank you very much. Oh, this is our friend, Sister Insanity Squirrel.
Yeah.
She does a beautiful graphic.
Teresa, I wonder.
People that attend our events. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't be outing her because if you guys know her, it'll ruin the reading. I'm sorry. But
she's, I know her from MySpace.
She's one of the people that does the badges for us. She helps create the badges for all of our events. So thank
you. Which are stunning.
They are. And
thank you.
You're welcome.
And you liked the reading. Is there anybody in particular you want to direct this to? To Tiffany or Scotty or just kind of let...
We'll let Scotty drop them.
Oh, awesome.
All right.
Rock on, Teresa.
Go.
Cool. I can kick back.
I will say I know,
you know,
Teresa, but I don't know your deep, dark secrets. So
that's right.
Here we go. This is for Teresa.
And I will ask this, as we've been mentioning while Scotty's shuffling and focusing for Teresa, I will mention we have got a website up, Darkness Radio Cares. It's a prayer and healing site. I will mention MySpace has locked me out. I can't access I can't access that page anymore. It will not let me sign in. I've contacted MySpace. They won't let me get back into it for some reason. I don't know if we had a complaint or what, but you can still send your prayer and healing requests to Dave, Darkness Radio Dave, if you go to MySpace. And it's myspace.com/thedarknight, TheDarkNight. We're always taking healing and prayer requests. As a matter of fact, Teresa, is it all right if we mention this for all the listeners tonight?
That's fine.
All right. And Teresa actually wrote to us today, and I'd love for everybody out there that's listening, that's healing, that's into healing or energy, or can add into their prayer list. Teresa's niece attempted suicide yesterday. And we just need some severe healing and prayers to go out to this young lady to help heal her inside and out and get her healthy and back on her feet. And your niece's name is Amanda, is that right?
Yes.
And she's based here in Minnesota as well?
Yep.
Okay, so for the healers that can focus, she's a 19-year-old girl here in Minnesota. Her name is Amanda, and she's in desperate need of mental and physical healing. So please bear that in mind and be a part of it. Now I'm going to shut up and let them get to their reading. And go ahead, Scotty. We'll let you take over.
Teresa, the first card that I see is the Three of Coins. And now coins can represent, you've got two coins in the read here, the Seven of Coins for your past, the Three of Coins for your present. And the coins represent the things of finance, or like I always like to say, if it doesn't have to do with things financially, it could mean the things that you invest yourself in, be it material things or things of your heart, your effort, your energy.
Time is money.
All of that. Time is money. Mm-hmm. The first card is really the card that it's got this idea. It's like you are on the verge of presenting something and being recognized for the effort that you're putting into something. It's almost like taking a presentation, an entrepreneurial presentation, to an investor type of thing, is what the card is representative of. It's of bringing something that you've worked hard on, something you've developed, you've planned, the creative energy you've put into it, and now you're going to see some payoff for that, or some good recognition that could lead to good payoff for this. Your recent past is the Seven of Coins, and this is a card that really is, I've always seen it as a card that speaks to the positive side of the phrase, you reap what you sow, meaning all the effort that you're putting in, is you're, in your recent past, you're starting to see a little payoff for that, a little turnaround coming to you from that. You haven't quite made it there yet, but you're starting, it's like seeing the germination of seeds after you've planted them and watered them and fertilized them and so on. The outcome card is really a card of celebration. It's a card of saying there's something that you're raising the cup to. It's the Three of Cups, and it's a gathering together of friends, of loved ones that are all celebrating something good that is having you. Something great that's gone on.
Cool.
That make any sense? You want Tiff to chime in at all?
She just wanted you, Toots.
Oh, all right.
No, it's great.
Tiff can chime in if she wants.
No,
I'm open.
No, I think, really, honey, the only thing that I was picking up on, I don't know what's going on with your back, but I was getting some back pain, so I was just sending healing to you while Scotty was talking.
You're very good with that.
Aw, thanks. I do what I can. But no, he was great. And, the only other thing is whenever I see the Three of Cups, I always think of giddiness, just that exciting, giddy,
fun.
Yeah. I think that was great. Do you read cards reversed? Do you read them
reversed? I don't.
Me neither.
Some people will read. It came up as a reverse.
Yeah.
I don't read a strict reversal because I found that with some of the reading I've done.
Explain what reverse means.
Upside
too.
Down.
Reverse. If you look at the cards on your webcam, what I've got here is two cards that came in the upright. I read
right
them toward me.
Right.
And the other card came up what would be upside down toward me.
And that's what's called reverse.
Reversal.
Yeah.
And there are some people who will read a strict reversal, which gives it a slightly different different twist on the card. I have done some reading over the years that tells me that the negatives and the positives in the cards are all inherent in each and
Absolutely.
Every card. And so I don't read a strict reversal. The only time I find that I will kind of shift to reading more of a negative on a card or more of a reversal on a card is if I find that negative meaning or that reversed meaning has something is tying in with all the rest of the cards in a major spread. And if I see if a negative in there or the reversal means something more that's in league with everything else that's in the reading, then I'll tend to go that direction with it.
So there you go.
All right. Does that help you, T?
Yeah, it does.
All right,
positive outlook now.
Thank you very much, and we'll keep Amanda in our thoughts and prayers.
Absolutely.
And for all of you listening in the archives, it's not too late to still put in prayers and thoughts and be with Amanda, who's a 19-year-old teenage girl here in Minnesota who attempted suicide on Saturday and is in desperate need of help. Now, let me mention too, Tiff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to pat your back a little bit here.
Okay.
For those of you that are fans of the TV show Ghost Hunters, Tiffany joins us on most of our live events. She's going to be out at Eastern State Penitentiary. She's also going to be at TAPSCon coming up in July.
Yeah.
And she wears one of the finest distinctions, Tim. She is one of the most accurate readers. Mr. Grant Wilson says that from the Ghost Hunters.
Really?
So that's very flattering.
Yeah,
I thought TAPS didn't believe in psychics.
No, they do. They believe in psychics. It's the Tooth Fairy they don't believe in.
And the Easter Bunny.
Right. They just, and again, TAPS, they have nothing against psychics. It's just hard to put on TV a psychic's perception of a ghost hunt because,
it's hard.
You know, I feel this and this is over here and
you
can't see it on
speak
camera.
With lisps.
Right.
Okay, whatever.
Well, oh, wait, she did hillbilly voice a few minutes ago. people calling in wanting to know if they're in love. I shouldn't say that. Our good friend Mary Beth from like Tennessee is going to be on in about a minute with me.
MB is the best.
Right, can you use your witchcraft to tell what's going to happen to me?
But let me say this too. Tiffany is going to be at Eastern State Penitentiary with us this week. If you are attending Eastern State Penitentiary and you are interested, she's doing past life regressions at the event as well. You can reach out to her by contacting her at Tiffany at readingsbytiffany.com. And again, that's Tiffany with a Y. Yep. Tiffany at readingsbytiffany.com. You can sign up. There's a few slots available still if you're going to be attending the Eastern State event and you would like to have a past life regression. Now, even if you're not going to be at the Eastern State event, you still do this, right?
Oh, yeah,
so people
can
still do past life regressions with you.
The only thing is that it is through hypnotherapy. I think I got a lot of questions on that. And so, past lives certainly come up in readings, but really a regression is using hypnosis, and so you do have to be present with the person, so it can't be done over the phone. So if you did want one, you have to be there.
Right, and she'll be offering those up at our events in the future. So if you do want to, if you're going to the Stanley or the Queen Mary or Rolling Hills or whichever events that she's going to be
a part of,
if you're going to be at one of those events and you'd like her to do that, just contact her at Tiffany at readingsbytiffany.com. Mm-hmm. And we're going to go now. We've got the next line. Is this line number one, Lair? Is that who we have online here?
Hi.
Hey, how are you, Lair?
All right, how you doing?
Good. Thanks a lot for calling in tonight.
You bet.
Now, was there any specific question you had in mind? Was there a question you'd like to direct to Tiffany or to Scotty, or just kind of let it happen like it's been going all night and let Scotty start off with the tarot, and if anything pops up to Tiffany, we'll let her go?
Yeah, that sounds good. I mean, there's something kind of I was wondering about, but...
Well, would you like to direct that to Tiffany and start it off? You have a specific question you'd like to go?
Spit it out, honey. What's up?
Okay. Well, I was kind of wondering about work and especially, like, music in general. Music. I'm in the music business.
So are you asking if, you know, if you're going to hit it big? Are you...
Well,
what are you
not
asking,
necessarily that. No, just general success. Columbus is a weird kind of town.
Sure. Well, you know, let me just jump in, sweetie. What your guides are really talking to me about is you really writing music. And so I think that you've been the musician, you've, you know, done the production side of things, but really where you're going to find some success and notoriety is really writing music. I see you. It's very sweet because the first piece of information that they came through with is how generous you really are, and you're always generous with your time, but you really have to, if you want to, you know, do the music thing and really... and it's not about all about acclaim and fame and accolades and that kind of stuff, but we all like to be validated. They're really talking about you writing music and you really having a gift in that direction.
Okay.
Okay?
That sounds good.
Awesome. Well, look, now we'll go with Scotty's stuff.
What I see in your present is the Seven of Cups, and it's got a picture of a woman that's holding a sheet with seven cups that are filled with different things. This is a card that really speaks to having opportunities laid out in front of you. And this card says you could have one, two, three. It's a multiplicity of options that you can take, and that what you have to focus on is making the right decision, and that none of these options are really bad options for you that you're being presented with, but that you have to take the time and the wisdom and the application of your knowledge to make the right decision on these things. The Page of Wands is your near future. And the Page of Wands is really just somebody who's delivering a good message of good news, of good creative energy that's out there. And I think going along with what Tiff said about writing music, this is a card about creativity, about expanding your creativity, and that there's good news coming along that vein. Your recent past card is just a card that talks about having enjoyed some prosperity on the home front domestically, as well as prosperity doesn't always mean you got $1 million that just got thrown in your lap. Mm-hmm. Prosperity can mean that you've had, you can be prosperous and not have much money at all. Prosperity in this card, in this sense, is in family life and domestic matters, and that things kind of feeling like they've been coming together recently in the recent past. And you've got some good opportunities out there.
Okay, well, that's encouraging.
Yay!
Does that help you out, Lair? Is that kind of what you're looking for?
Yeah, I mean, you know, music has anybody that is in it has its ups and downs. I just wrote some music for a play that was in Chicago, and the play did pretty well, and still, you know, I kind of wondering, you know, if that was going to go anywhere. And I play a lot locally and everything, and I do produce and write, so she nailed it there. And
well, Larry, do you have a website people that are listening can go check out and
well,
listen to your music?
I'm buddies with you guys on MySpace, so
what's your MySpace name?
Guitar Mug.
Okay.
/guitar. It's but it's Lair, and I'm friends with several of you guys
great.
Already. So,
do you have an actual website for yourself too, though?
Yeah, it's there's a band site on MySpace too called Jazz Ethics /JazzEthics. So.
Jazz Ethics. All right. Well, Lair, thank you very much for calling in and being a part of the show tonight.
Sure.
And
it was fun.
You have a good night. And we're going to take another couple of calls here. Now, I do want to mention again, if you're interested in tarot readings, and Scotty, you do full-on tarot readings. So do you, Tiff,
do.
Right? But Scotty, you do full-on tarot readings, which can last a half an hour, hour.
Generally, when people call me, they last about an hour to an hour and 15 minutes.
Okay. And to sign up to do a full-on reading with you, as you can see, it's very effective over the phone. You're just doing a quick three-card spread. Three-card Monty
is quick,
as I like
to
call it.
Yes. It's kind of the quickie, and I'm just trying to pull out the things that I'm feeling right off the surface of the cards.
So. All right. Well, why don't we, people again, can check it out by going to myspace.com/...
Tarot by Scotty.
And that's T-A-R-O-T by Scotty, S-C-O-T-T-Y. We're going to go to our next call before we take our first break of the second hour. We're on line two. We're going all the way out to Tennessee.
Oh, my God.
That's right.
The
and we've
southern
got...
portion of our program.
Here, now we're breaking out the Dukes of Hazzard cards. All right, Mary Beth, how are you?
I'm good.
MB. Hi, Punkin.
Hey, MB.
Who, Tim does a horrible southern accent?
No, you do. You're
I do.
Wow.
That.
But he does a fabulous Homer Simpson, so we can forgive him.
Yeah, so stick that in your pie hole.
All right. So now you had a question for lovely Lady Tiffany, is that right?
Yes.
Hi,
and
MB.
In the background, if you're watching, the stalker that you see in the background is Bobby, Tiffany's husband. So, remember,
he's
you're,
my favorite.
You're on camera,
him.
Bobby, so no picking. no picking and a grinning.
Isn't all he right. cute?
All right, Mary Beth, what would you like to know from Tiffany?
Yeah, what's up, sugar?
I've been having a lot of trouble with work lately.
Yeah.
And I just wondered what I could expect.
You know, honey, boy, what I like is that the trouble is not around you. I don't feel like you're causing it. I don't feel like it's completely focused on you. That's the first thing that I look at. But, you know, ultimately, your guides are telling me to tell you just really disengage, stay away from it, go to work, come home. You're not going to lose your job. And around November, it's all going to clear up for you.
Deal.
Okay, so you just really have to hang in there. I mean, honest to God, sweetie, when I tune into the energy at work right now, it's like the Tasmanian devil. It's like a tornado. It is just whirling all over the place, and it's just so much disruption. It's beyond just like office politics. People don't know where to go, what to do. You know, it's you know, in a microcosm, it's procedural, it's emotional, it's a mess.
Yeah. Sounds like the radio business.
So there you go. Sorry, I'm not saying anything. Yay, there you go, MB. Anything else, honey?
What does Scotty have to say?
Oh, let him pull some cards.
I didn't really shuffle for you here, but let me, I'll do it real
we'll
quick.
Stall right now for you.
And play. Sing a happy tune,
yeah,
Dave.
Do Homer again.
He was a little Spanish flea. Do, 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 do.
All right. This is,
that killed one shuffle there.
That's right. All right. You're going to have to buzz
one
for
more
these because we have to
Dave
go to break here in about
we're
a minute.
In... Where were we? Were you just, we were having.
Waverly?
Yeah, we
when
were.
We were
I think we
car?
Were having like lunch together all or something right. with a group of people, and you just broke into Homer for like an hour.
Oh, jeez.
All right,
I was
MB, what I see Ryan. Here, you've got the moon card in your current, and that's a card that says it might feel a little bleak right now, like you're stumbling around in the dark and you don't have the answers right now. And what the moon card really tells you to do is embrace what's out there in the dark, and know that things are cyclical. It's going to come around again. The moon's going to be full again, to use the imagery in the card.
You're so full of crap. It's telling you to pull down your pants and tell your butt to kiss your ass.
There it is. See,
or that kind of a moon.
Dave interpreted that card in a totally different way.
Yeah.
And in the outcome, you've got that seven of coins there, and that's that card that has that positive. You reap what you sow. What you're going to put into this, what you're putting into it, you're going to get out of it. And that's what I see. Recent past, the Knight of Cups, kind of a mercurial card, this fleeting, independable kind of a situation. So leading you into the moon, that darkness that you're kind of in right now. Don't let that scatter you too much. Just embrace it. Know that it's there. It's going to come back around.
Okay, thank you, guys.
You're awesome.
I miss you too, baby girl. I'll see you guys soon.
All right. Love you, honey.
See
you.
Take care, Mary Beth. Bye-bye. Thanks for calling in. We're going to take our first break of the second hour here. You're listening to the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. And again, remember, if you want to visit our friends' websites here, you can go to readingsbytiffany.com or go to myspace.com/Tarot by Scotty. We'll be back with more and more of your calls right after this.
We thought El Chupacabra meant the cup of coffee in Spanish.
Mi amo Eduardo Especial. ¿Cómo está el yay?
What you talking about, Willis?
Shows you what we know. Stay tuned. There's more to come from the darkness on the edge of town. Do you hear loud moans and banging on your walls? Next time, pay for the better hotel room.
Oh, no more Yankee, my winky. The donga needs food.
Welcome back to the darkness on the edge of town with your hosts, Dave Schrader and Tim Dennis.
And welcome back to the show. You're listening to Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio. We thank you very much for tuning in and spending your Sunday nights here with us. And if you're listening to us in the archives, thanks a lot for tuning in and checking out the show. I hope that you'll tell your friends and relatives all about it. Got some good news, too. If you're interested, you get to see Tiffany, Scotty, and myself all at TapsCon, which is coming up in July.
So cool.
So all three of us will be out there. And also, DragonCon. Are you going out to that, Tiff?
I won't be at DragonCon.
Fine, be that way. I have a table at DragonCon.
I know
so
you do, but remember they got all bajiggity about
No, the DragonCon people are great. And I'm thankful for the table. So
I'm sure they're wonderful people. They just have issue.
All right. No. We've got to go to our next call. And let's see. DragonCon takes place in Atlanta, Georgia. Well, so check that out. And again, there are a few tickets left for Ghost Stock,
yes,
which is coming up in 2 weeks. It's a great opportunity to go out to Savannah, Georgia, and investigate.
It's
There's
amazing.
Small groups. It's a lot of fun. Tiffany and I
we
got to do that
last
year. Yeah,
with a
family. And we got that dog EVP.
That was class A
EVP. And then that some was crazy awful. Activity on that K2 meter when mm-hmm. we were trying to cross that spirit over. So it's a great
That's when you
plan to go
deemed
out.
Me the human EMF.
You are the human
now,
EMF.
Detector.
Can I ask you a question?
No. Let's go on. Sure, go ahead.
Moving on.
About crossing spirits over.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
I had a an interesting conversation with Adam Bly.
Yes.
Mm.
And I don't want to misquote Adam here, so Adam, if you're listening and I misquote you,
you
can slap me up a little bit. But I got the impression from him that he really is of the belief that it's not our responsibility or our job to cross spirits over or
right.
ghosts over. How do you feel about that?
You know, I don't believe it is our job either, and I do think it's kind of an egotistical thing to think that God can't figure out how to get them there, but we mm-hmm. can. But I do believe that sometimes they need direction. And Marianne Winkowski, who is our guest next week on the show, the Ghost Whisperer, she tells spirits sometimes that are lingering. In her belief and her thought process is that the longer the spirit is here, the light kind of goes out for them. It's actually still there. They just don't see it anymore. Kind of like we don't see ghosts anymore as we mature. So she tells these spirits, you know, you're dead, Scotty, you know, you're dead. What you can do is there's a funeral home right down the street. There's a body being interred there. There's a white light at the end of the coffin. You can enter that person's white light. It all goes to the same place, same access port. So you can tell them that they can do that or that they can call out to their loved ones. And sometimes the light will open up and then the loved ones will come help direct them home and take them there. So I do believe that you can make that option and that offer for the spirits. You know, I don't know that we are, you know, I think when people start confusing and thinking they're godlike, that they can just, you know, hurl spirits into the netherworld. You know, I think you can give some direction to the spirits, maybe how to find that. But, you know, again, I don't know. We've joked around at the Queen Mary, mm-hmm. You know, about the little girl up by mm-hmm. the pool area. You know, she's I've been told by the psychics aboard the ship there that do the tours, you know, how many times they get somebody to come up to them and say, you know, I crossed Jackie over. You know, and
but she's there.
Well, I think what
later.
Jackie does is she wants to. She's a performer, you know, and it's okay. Yeah, so I see the light. Oh, goodbye, goodbye, and she's hiding behind a pillar, and everybody leaves, and then she comes out for the next group of people. You know, I think she gives them what they want. So you know, that's my take on it. At least I don't know, Tiff. What's yours on crossing spirits?
I'm right there with you. I think that we should encourage it. I don't think it's a natural state of being, but you know, we can't force a hand, and so I think that we should try. But you know, if the attempt is made and if it's explained to the spirit that's here, and they don't choose to, that's all you can do.
Yep. All right. Why don't we take our next call? We're going to line three, and we've got Catherine from California on line three with us. Catherine, are you there?
Oh, I'm here. Yes.
Thank you very much for staying on hold with us and being a part of the show this evening. Did you have anybody in specific you wanted to direct the question to, or just have Scotty start shuffling and see if we can open up the floodgates
for
you?
Yeah, let's just see what happens.
All right. Do you have a specific question in mind for these two?
No.
Okay.
I just want to see what they pull or get.
All right. Catherine, I'll shuffle for you here. I think Tiff already started writing.
So. I did.
All right, one more time.
Shuffle, shuffle, shuffle.
Takes me longer to shuffle. These are oversized cards.
I can't shuffle normal decks anymore. I don't know. That's where
flip
I screw
them all
up.
Over the room.
Yeah.
Awesome. You also have the ibuprofen with the big knobs so you can turn it to.
Gosh.
There it is.
So
all right, you've
somebody.
Got the Empress card as your current card. And the Empress represents this fertile, creative energy. Similar to the High Priestess, the Empress has that female intuitive that goes along with it, that uncovering of things, that expansion of knowledge, expansion of intuition. And at the same time, she's got the little child on her lap. At times, this card can signify a literal fertility of certain sorts or a literal pregnancy. It can also be very metaphoric, form of fertility, birthing a new idea, the creativity of new things. I see out there in your near future, you've got the Seven of Wands. Now, this is a card that talks about really maintaining the power of your own convictions. Is that if you're launching into something new or some kind of creative idea, you're going to bolster that only by you're only going to keep the high ground with it by maintaining your own power of convictions, by fighting off the things that aren't. As soon as you give up your convictions or
right.
your personal belief on something, you're going to lose the high ground, is the idea. And that's kind of the negative spin on that. But in that is the positive spin. If you maintain your convictions, you're going to maintain that high ground. In your recent past, you have the Sun, which is just this card that really speaks of being surrounded by the warmth of the Sun, the warmth of love that's kind of permeating everything. And at the same time, it's a card that says really take the opportunity while the sun's shining. There's an old phrase that's connected that can make hay while the sun shines.
Right.
And it's saying, while that warmth is there, take that opportunity while it's there. So there's some good opportunity. There's some creative, fertile stuff. And it's all really going to hinge on your convictions, I believe, and how you carry out things.
Yay.
did that help answer some questions for you, Catherine?
A little bit, I guess so, yeah.
Can I tell you what I was picking up on, honey?
Nope.
Is that okay? You want me to talk? Or
oh,
no?
Please.
Oh, okay. You know, and this, I don't know, maybe there's some piece in what Scotty was saying, but boy, the first thing that I heard about you was healing and healer, that you have this very, very strong innate healing capability. I think it's part of your life purpose. That does not mean that you have to go out and get your PhD, MD,
right.
you know, CPN, nothing, but you have very strong healing capabilities. You're very empathic. And you really need to work with those.
Those are things I'm working on.
Awesome. There
and
you go.
And I ask questions.
Yep.
Like, well, you're not meant to know that, so we can't tell you those things.
Oh, sure. Well, there you go. Well, they just probably wanted to, you know, give me the message to get, you know, to just to validate
Great.
What you're getting. So you're doing awesome.
Great.
All right. Well, thank you very
Thanks,
much, Catherine. Thanks
thank
for
you.
Being a part of the show with us tonight.
Thank you.
And I do want to make a quick mention, Tim, check this out. You know, at all of our live events, we do charity auctions where we help raise money for different organizations.
Which is the coolest thing in the world.
Right. We did, doing for the Haven House out in California. When we go back to the Queen Mary in December. We're raising money for, it's the first ever battered woman shelter in the United States. We're going to do another huge event there. We're also doing one at the Stanley again in November. We're going to be raising more money for the Shriners Children's Hospital.
Awesome, your mom.
Yeah, so we've been doing a lot of great work with that. And I just want to mention and thank two of our very faithful fans, friends, and listeners. We have DRG Stephanie and DRG Sonia out there. They have gone out. They went today, spent an entire day.
What'd they do?
At a horror convention. They met the entire original cast, the still living cast of Night of the Living Dead.
No.
They got an autographed DVD autographed by the entire cast that's still alive.
Wow.
So everybody,
I just have goosebumps.
Yeah, signed it for them. They got a bunch of great things. They made some fantastic connections. They won a cooler full of DVDs to give away.
Yeah,
they've got all kinds of great stuff for this charity auction. A lot of the celebrities were fantastic, but these girls went out, paid their way in there on their own dime to spend time in line after line after line to gather autographs for us.
Wow,
you know, Sonia just had, how is this for fortuitous? She had a copy of An Evening with Kevin Smith in her car on DVD.
Oh my God, I love him.
She went into the grocery store and lo and behold, there's Kevin Smith. She ran out to the car, got the DVD, brought it in, and he signed the DVD for her.
Oh, nice.
So, and then we also, she just obtained for us a Charlton Heston autograph.
Oh, my God. Wow.
We got an autograph of Johnny Depp from Sweeney
Todd.
Those
are rare.
Yeah, especially now. So I just want to thank DRG Stephanie and DRG Sonia for all of your love and support and helping us get all these great items for the upcoming charity auctions. It's that kind of help and support we need, because I'll tell you what, all the money we raise, every penny goes to the fundraising auction. It does not one penny coats our pocket. It all goes directly to them. And I'll have you know another thing. Out of all the items that we get, we don't pay for any of it. We get a couple little things here and there, like the Frank's Radio Shack hacks. I'll go spend $25, but donate them. But we don't put any money out, and no money stays with us. It all goes. We always have a representative on hand from the event. We cut them the check, bam, on the spot, and they walk away with all the money. So we've raised, I think it's close to around $300,000, Tim, if I remember correctly. Does that sound right?
Something like that.
Yep. So we've raised over $300,000 in the last year doing these fundraisers.
When I spoke with Erin, you know, my dear darling agent and board member of Haven House, she was flabbergasted. It was what you guys did was the biggest charity event that biggest fundraiser that they have ever had. I mean, they didn't know what to do with themselves.
And we raised it was over $15,000.
Their biggest one prior to you guys was $8,000. And that took like a month and a half. You guys did it in like 2 hours.
Woo! Go us. Well, you know what? It's not us. It's our fantastic listeners.
Well, and I wanted to let you guys know. I mean, it's a huge thing. And Erin and I have spoken about it many times.
Great. Well, thank you very much. We've got online here with us. This is Chris from Illinois on line one. And she's got a question for Tiffany. Is that right? Chris, are you with us?
Dave.
Hey, Chris, thanks for waiting. I'm sorry we kept you on hold so long.
Oh, no problem. I'm just glad I got through.
Yeah, but now has the question already been resolved during the show? Maybe you wanted to know what we were going to do in 5 minutes and that already passed?
No, I think I've got that covered.
All right, good deal. So you have a question for Tiffany here?
Yes, I do. And this is, I'll let Tiffany approach this however she wants to. I don't know if you want to actually try to get in on a specific spirit, whether it be a relative or my guides or, you know, it's up to you. Whatever.
Well, is there somebody you specifically would like to hear from? It'll help Tiffany if she can.
Well, she has a question, I think. And so she's just saying whoever
comes through. But I think that it may be able to be answered by some relatives. Both my grandparents, their names are Art and Mary, have come through in dreams and, you know, other ways and given me specific messages over the years. And I've talked to some other psychics who have told me, you know, yeah, do follow this advice, and I have, and it seems to have worked out. But there seems to be some things that they're trying to tell me, and I'm just not understanding what they are. Specifically, there is some important job that I need to be doing, whether it's down the road as like a life's purpose type of thing. And I know it involves communication and the arts. But it seems that it's almost like it's a big secret. Like, I'm not supposed to know too much because that could alter the course of what I'm supposed to do. Do you know what I mean?
Sure, I know exactly what you mean. Absolutely.
Okay. So I guess my question is, whoever you need to ask, you know, what steps do I need to take to progress? What do I need to do that I'm not already doing? You know, what direction should I take? That sort of thing. Because I have been... You know, I've been on a lot of hunts with Dave. I've gone on some other hunts. I've taken some metaphysical classes. And, you know, I'm trying to progress as far as what I feel this job is as much as I can. But, you know, any insight you can give me, you know, would be a great help.
You know, honey, what I'm hearing so strongly come through, and it's more about you starting up your own type of a center or a facility or a school of sorts, but, you know, really more than anything is almost like a community center. And I see you doing, and you know, it's funny because your grandparents coming through, they said that this is going to actually be very healing. I see you working with adolescent youth. And, you know, really developing their creative process and through the arts. And that's what I see. That's what I think that they're trying to tell you.
Okay.
Now, how you go about and do that, good luck. That's going to be super duper free will. And while they are telling, I just asked them, I said, is this going to be privately financed? Is this going to be through, you know, grants and such? And they say it is going to be through grants and funding that direction. So I think the first step is probably, you know, looking to establish yourself as probably a nonprofit type of a thing and, you know, putting together a name and starting to look for facilities. But that's really what I'm hearing. So you have your homework cut out for you, sugar.
Yeah,
holy
it
Hannah!
Like it.
Yeah, you do. But this is life purpose stuff because they're telling me you're not coming back anymore. This is it.
I'm not coming.
Wow,
back.
Wow, that's depressing.
No, it's not.
I'm not coming back. What do you mean? They're not coming back?
No. I hear that this is your last life, and then actually you're going to go end up and do some guiding. You're going to be
good,
yeah.
Good.
That's what I'm saying.
You're screwed, Chris. This is it. Muck it up. There's no coming back.
You know. Nothing's written in stone. That could always change,
absolutely.
Too. I could really screw up.
That's not
back.
True. Ten Commandments was written in stone. Come on.
Well, the 15?
You know, that's a little 10. Bit different.
Well, Chris, thank you very much for calling us tonight. And you know what, Tim? Can we go ahead and just skip this break for the second hour here? Because we've got so many people on hold. I'd hate to miss out on people. Is that all right? Can we just go ahead and skip it? Thank you, Tim. All right, we're going to skip so we can keep everybody else going. Chris, thanks again for tuning in. And let's go on to our next call on line two. We have Tracy on line two. Tracy, are you there?
I'm here, yes.
Well, thank you very much for calling in, Tracy. Was there somebody specific you wanted to direct this call to?
Well, actually, I was hoping to actually direct it in both of their directions.
Okay.
And it's sort of a general... The last year of my life has sort of been a bit of a whirlwind. I've moved across the country. I'm a California native, but I'm now living in New York.
Wow.
My question is sort of a combination of where I should be headed professionally, where I should be headed romantically, and where I should be headed just on an overall personal well-being.
Wow, you need like an hour.
I do. Yeah. And a shrink and a lot of medication.
I love you. You're so cute. And a shrink and some medication.
Well, yes, if you need a shrink and medication, let me introduce you to my friend Tim here.
Hi, Tim.
Hi.
And I'm supposed to tell you Jen Brown says hi.
Aw.
Hi, Jen Brown.
Hi, Jen.
Jen.
So let's go. Why don't we start off with the tarot? Is that okay?
Yeah, please.
And then
all right.
We'll kind of launch from there.
Well, I see... you've got the Two of Wands in your current situation. The way I've always viewed this card, it's got on the surface of the card a guy who's kind of surveying what he's accomplished in life, surveying his estates, and he's holding this little golden orb close to the chest. And what that represents and has always represented to me with this card is that while you've got some things to look at, you've accomplished some things in life, and you've got some things that you can, you know, wear your laurels on, there's still that something that's a little unfulfilled, that thing that it's like a missing puzzle piece. When I was in ministry, we used to say that everybody has within their heart a God-shaped vacuum that only God can fill, and we keep trying to fill it with other things, and they don't quite match all the parameters until we fill it with the right thing. And so what this thing is, there's something missing that you've been seeking. Even the
God-shaped vacuums, is that new by Dyson?
yes.
I decided that the new vacuum cleaner needed to be shaped like
one.
God.
Like God.
Oh, my God, it sounded like Adrian.
Yes, it did.
Well, haven't you ever heard that guy Dyson that creates a...
He's British.
Yeah.
Yes.
The one fundamental problem with vacuum cleaners is that they don't suck up God. So... I've created a new
yes,
one.
I've created a new vacuum with God.
Oh, my God, it's blasphemy.
Exactly.
Isn't that against
sorry about that.
To suck off God?
Oh, come on.
Oh.
All right. Anyway, go on, Scotty.
I think I lost my train of thought there. Thank you, Tim.
Bobby's crying in the corner. Something that I
heard you say. You moved from California to New York. I see that movement of things, that trying to make things fit. That's what comes to my mind is when you relocate everything from one place to another place completely. That's trying to make something fit into something. And so you've got that going on in the current. In the near future, I see Four of Swords. And Four of Swords is just really take time to recuperate from some stuff that's gone on so you can move on to the next step. And Dave's giving me the high sign. You can't see that over there, over the radio, but Dave's like, hurry up.
We got to wrap it up so we can
get
in the
other
calls. He
uses all my time talking about God's vacuum, but then wants me to wrap it up quick. I'm going to pass you on to Tiff
too.
Here,
yeah. So.
Well, I'll be really brief, honey. In regards to career, I really heard that you need to do some writing about your past experiences, because where you've been is going to be really intriguing and inspirational to other people. And I'm getting an association with some. I don't know if you know who Melody Beatty is. But she wrote a bunch of books on like codependency and stuff, and I'm not saying that you're codependent, but in very similar fashion, you should be almost journaling, writing down your stuff, because it is going to be published by a small publishing house someday.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks, you very much, Tracy.
Thanks, Tracy.
You have a good one, and thank you for tuning in. We're going to go to our next call, and we've got Lucy on line. Is that right, Tim? We're going to Lucy on line 3, and Lucy, you're calling from California.
Yes, I am.
Okay, Lucy, we're going to have Scotty go ahead and start shuffling up those cards for you. You can go ahead and think up that question that you'd really like an answer to. Do you have one specifically in mind?
No, I have too many for both of them, so I don't know if it's okay to just kind of go with flow.
Sure. Well, we'll start off with Scotty and give Scotty a chance to kind of sink in with the cards here and give a little bit of a thought into that, and then we'll have Tiffany kind of riff on it from there for you if she picks anything up, okay?
That sounds good to me.
All right, Lucy, here's what I've got. Right now in your current, you've got the Five of Wands, which means you could be finding yourself right now for some reason or another in your current situation. You've got all kinds of stuff going on around you, this kind of niggling, little annoying, gossipy kind of stuff. It's you're being surrounded. You're kind of trying to withhold, hold your own against little attacks. It's not major, catastrophic, life-altering things. But it's the accumulation of all kinds of little gossipy things that are really bothersome. And you are in a place where you need to really start developing a little diplomacy and a little tact in how to deal with some of these people who are doing this stuff. And it ties into your near future card. It's a card that talks, it's the Seven of Swords, which really talks about incorporating a little, if you will, honest guile. It's that honest dishonesty in order to protect yourself, in order to keep yourself from being hurt any deeper. So where you've got this card with all this little annoying, chattery, gossipy stuff going on that you're having to deal with relatives or friends, you're fighting that off. You've got to become like, in a sense, like the reed in the wind. If you're rigid, the wind comes, snaps you off at the roots. If you're flexible, the wind will blow you over and you pop back up. And incorporating a little bit of honest guile, that's really, it's that kind of, in a sense, incorporating honest deceit to keep yourself protected is the idea with that. Tiff, do you have any thoughts on that?
No.
Okay. There you
no,
go.
No, I'm just trying to comprehend honest deceit.
Honest deceit.
I don't know what that means.
It means, honey, your ass looks great in those jeans.
Yes, that's self-preservation.
I was going to say that's self-preservation. Yes. Exactly okay. What I was
no,
going to say.
No, honest deceit is that kind of thing where, let's say if you're in a job somewhere and you're looking for a better job and you can't really reveal that you're out there looking. You have to tell the new company, no, you can't call my current employer. You can't tell the current employer, no, I didn't go to Taco Bell for lunch. I went out and had an interview. It's that honest kind of
omission.
It's an omission.
Yeah.
It can also be that always use the illustration as far-fetched as it sounds. You're walking down a dark alley. Somebody jumps out to mug you. You say, "Hey, buddy, back off! I got my 10 cop buddies around the corner." The guy takes a hike.
Okay.
And there's not really 10 cop buddies around the corner. You've had to lie, so to speak, in order to protect yourself. It's honest guile.
I gotcha.
All right.
All right, Lucy, does that speak to you? Do you understand?
That hits it right on.
Awesome.
Right. Well, exactly, with everything that's going on around.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in and being a part of it then.
Thank you very much. It's far from all my questions, but it's pretty much what I'm going through now, so that's...
Well, you can always get... We've got a couple more calls we have to get on here, but you can always get in touch with Tiffany and Scotty by reaching out to readingsbytiffany.com, and you can also go to Scotty, and you can get more for his tarot reading by going to myspace.com/tarotbyscotty. Or, again, full readings can be made with either one of them, and Tiffany also does tarot readings as well at Readings by Tiffany. Let's go on. Now we have Travis on line one from Michigan. Is that right? Travis, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Hey, Travis. Thanks for calling in tonight.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Not a problem. Do you have a specific question for one of our readers? Or?
Well, I'm going through a situation with a female friend of mine that's kind of complicated, and I'm just kind of looking for a little bit of guidance, like, as far as where things are going, if they're going in a positive or negative direction. I have kind of mixed feelings on the whole thing.
Well, why don't we have Tiffany field this call?
Okay.
You know, Travis, honey, what I'm picking up is, with all due respect, you're putting yourself out there. You're not receiving in kind. And I'm hearing that you really, with all, and again, I'm not trying to judge your female friend, but I'm hearing that you shouldn't be in this relationship, that you really do need to walk away from it. You're overly generous. I'm seeing even some money issues coming to this. And so you just, I feel like the problem is the problem, and it's not going to go away until you decide to dilute the relationship at best. So there.
Okay.
Scotty?
Right. Well, what I see, you've got the Eight of Swords that's going on in your current. The Eight of Swords is really blockage. You can't really see your way clearly. But I think one of the neater aspects of the card is, if you look at the imagery on the card, the woman is loosely bound. She's blindfolded. And the only thing that's keeping you from seeing your way is you releasing yourself from the bonds, pulling down the blindfold on your own. You have the ability to do that because you're loosely bound. So your task right now is to release yourself, and you'll be able to see the way clearly. Your recent past is the Three of Swords, which is really this. It's a card of melancholy. It's brokenness. It's a broken relationship. The card itself shows a heart with three swords jabbed through the middle of it. The positive swing on the card is that it's short-lived. It's something that you'll be able to overcome. And in the future, you've got strength. The strength card means exactly what it says. It's strength, but it's not only strength for yourself. It's that strength from within you that enfolds those around you. It's application of wisdom. And so in your near future, you're going to reach that by really loosening your own bonds and by pulling down your own blindfold, because really the only one that's keeping the obstacle up for you is you.
Can I add something to the strength card, too? Whenever I read the strength card, I always look at that, and it's, you know what's right. You know what you need to do. You know what the honest answer is, but it's not necessarily the easy answer. You just have to endure and hold to your truth and to your to your dignity and your own personal respect. And like I said, it might not be easy. That's the problem with it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right, honey?
Thanks,
Travis.
Thanks, Travis.
Well, thank you, Travis, for calling in. And again, I want to make a mention for people. Now, when you guys are doing the readings, we have another call lined up. Is that right, Tim? One more call? Okay. When you guys are doing the readings, now, Scotty, you claim that you don't feel it's coming from necessarily a psychic place. Who do you think is directing the cards for you then?
Well,
or do you feel it's your spirit guides directing the card?
I think it's my spirit guides communing with the person's spirit guides. I believe that there is no random shuffle of the deck, that somebody is ordering the shuffle. The way I've put it to people, and maybe this is my theological base, but I always say, if you believe God can create the universe out of nothingness, does God have the ability to shuffle a random deck of cards? Well, certainly he does. And that's presupposing that everybody's got their own view of who God is. So I used to say, and I used to actually call Tiff and say, what the hell am I feeling? Am I feeling intuition when these cards go? Because I definitely feel something, and sometimes there's a flow I just can't shut off. And I don't know if it's knowing people and having dealt with people many times in the past. And I think you just said to me just the other day, sitting out at the ranch, you said... knowing people and being able to do that, that's intuition right there. Mm-hmm. And so I guess I'm developing in that sense. When I first started this, I was totally relying on the cards, and now I'm really, as I mentioned at the beginning, trying to pull away from total reliance on that and understanding that there is intuition going on there. So,
all right. Well, we've got a call here. Looks like an important call on line two. We have from Wisconsin, we've got Abby calling in tonight.
Ah.
Hi. Hi, Dad. Hi, Tiff.
Hi, Abby.
Hey,
it's
Abby.
My daughter.
Hi.
Oh, shut up.
Hey,
Abby.
Rainy came and woke me up, so I'm sorry if I'm a little tired
you
right now.
You sound gorgeous.
Okay, that's good.
She is.
Yeah, I know.
So I have a question to Tiff, because, you know, I can pretty much talk to Dad whenever.
Oh, come on. What's up, Abby? What can I do for you, hon?
So I have two people in my life that I've lost, and, you know, I know everyone goes through that, obviously, but there's just two in particular that I've especially been thinking about them lately.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if you're getting anything from them at all.
No.
Nope,
but we can ask them. Well, that's not exactly how I do my mediumship work. I ask, you know, I'll ask one of them to come through if you want me to. So who do you want me to ask?
It'd be nice to hear from my Grandpa Don.
Oh, Grandpa Don. Hold on a second. Let me just ask him to come through. And sometimes it's like paging somebody at Target. So as I am asking him to come through, you know, the first thing that he tells me to tell you is, you, like, you take on, honey, you're not Herculean, even though you're terribly strong. You take on, like, all of the family's stuff. You take on all of the family's emotions, and you internalize it, even though, like, you're super grounded. He says he doesn't want you to do that anymore. And it's so cute. He's like, you're 15. You're not 47. And so he's really reminding you of that. He's really telling me to tell you to be a kid, even though that, like, you and Scotty, I'm sorry, I'm so, like, getting into your family dynamic here.
It's just fine.
Even though sometimes, I mean, it's
no wire hangers, Abby.
I don't know if she knows that.
Well, Abby, Well, Abby, I think sometimes almost takes a role of a parent, you know, and just where you often give guidance and you know, don't rush into that. You're going to have your own big old family someday, three kids.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, just really what he's telling you to, more than anything, is just, and I don't mean it in a bad way, but it just is relax, be more meditative, let things flow, because you're just like me, you know, patience takes too darn long, instant gratification, let's go, 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 let's make it happen. And so he's really telling you just to kind of, you know what, you know, have some patience, take it in a little bit, really kind of observe, and that's his greatest message for you.
Okay.
And you're going to, he also wants me to tell you, this is interesting, he says you're going to follow in your father's footsteps with writing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Oh, I believe that.
Yeah.
That sounds
so
good.
There you
Dad
go.
Dad be famous. I'll follow you.
That doesn't mean dirty limericks on a bathroom wall, Abby. Here I sit, broken hearted. Abby, thanks for calling
in,
sweetie.
Thanks, Abby.
All right, thank you so much.
Love you, honey.
Hey, I love you.
Okay,
talk
bye-bye.
To you later.
Yay.
We've got one last call, and we're going to have to kind of motor through this one because we've got about 2 minutes left. We've got Andrew on line one. Andrew, you have a question for Tiffany or Scotty?
For Tiff.
Okay.
Hey, Tiff, I have a question really fast.
Okay.
I'm a student developing on my abilities. I'm kind of confused where I need to go after I get done with my teacher.
Okay. You know, really, at that point, after you get done with your classes and your studies, it's really just a process point. And what I'm hearing really specifically, Andrew, is for you not to rely on your teacher so much. You're having some pretty tremendous experiences that go beyond what the teachings are. And you kind of, and this is exactly what they're saying, you have to deal with it. And so really, it's about processing this stuff. Your next step is actually going to be teaching. You're kind of, you know, you're going to go from the student to the teacher pretty quick, I would say within about a year. So it's almost like you get done with your studies, you process the information, you have some, you know, tremendously big experiences of your own, and then you start your own teaching. And I see you doing some, like, class. It's like you do classes online, or you do classes through instant messaging or something like that.
Alrighty.
Okay?
Okay.
Good luck to you, sweetie. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Andrew. Thank you for calling in. And thank you to everybody listening to the show tonight for calling in and spending your time with us. Again, remember, if you're interested, tomorrow we are pre-recording the show for next week. We have the real-life ghost whisperer, Mary Ann Winkowski, is joining us. And we're going to be pre-recording tomorrow between 3 o'clock Central Time to 5 o'clock Central Time with Mary Ann Winkowski. If you think your house is haunted and you'd like us to have Mary Ann analyze it for you over the phone, you have to email me at dave@darknessradio.com. Let me know if you're going to be available. Include your phone number. And we'll have you on the show that'll air next Sunday, but we're going to be pre-recording it tomorrow. So again, thank you all for tuning in. Remember to tune in next week when we have Marianne Winkowski and another guest lined up for you. We appreciate the time of our guest this evening, Tiffany Johnson. You can again check her out at Readings by Tiffany. That's T-I-F-F-A-N-Y, readingsbytiffany.com. You can also visit Scotty Roberts and get tarot reading from Scotty by going to myspace.com/tarotbyscotty. Also, check out Scotty's brand new book on the shelves, The Rollicking Adventures of Tam O'Hare. You'll never trust something with a something again. Is that right? Something.
A raccoon.
Yeah,
with a sword.
I never did to begin with. But I do trust rabbits with weed whippers. Is that wrong?
All right, ask good. Timmy.
Chickens and screen doors.
Well, thanks a lot for being with us tonight, Tiffany and Scotty.
Thanks for having us.
Timmy,
Dave.
Thanks for being here. Robin, thanks for coming on in and spending your evening
thanks,
with us and helping
Ben.
Us answer phone calls. We'll be back again with you next week. Remember to tell all your friends Darkness on the Edge of Town every Sunday night, 10 o'clock to midnight Central Time.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Life's messy. We're talking spills, stains, pets, and kids. But with Anabae, you never have to stress about messes again. At washablesofas.com, discover Anabae sofas, the only fully machine washable sofas inside and out, starting at just $699. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics. That means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly. Perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Upgrade your space today. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.